Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
In hospitals, can a language gap between doctors and patients affect women during childbirth? A new study finds that Spanish-speaking women are more likely to report discrimination during labor. And there was also a surprise in the data. Ambar Castillo is reporting on the research. She's a reporting fellow at Stat News, the health and medicine publication, and editorial partner of this program. Ambar, welcome.
Hi, Scott.
So perceived discrimination during labor, what did the researchers find as far as whether many women reported this perceived discrimination?
Yeah, so they looked at this sample of women in mothers in California who self-identified as Latina and who were giving birth in hospitals. And they found that compared to English-only speakers, Spanish-only speakers were far more likely to report discrimination based on language.
You spoke, Ambar, to the lead author of this study who had her own illustration of how this language discrimination can play out. Just tell us briefly that story.
Yes, so her mother was pretty young when she came from Mexico to California in the 70s, didn't really have a support system, didn't speak English. In labor, she wasn't able to fully dilate to 10 centimeters. Clinicians administered a C-section, but she had nobody on staff who spoke Spanish to her during her whole, you know, labor and post-operation. They didn't really explain to her how to take care of herself after this major abdominal surgery, when to return to the hospital for warning signs. And she ended up getting a pretty bad site infection and didn't know. When she came back to the hospital, she was in pretty bad shape. She had this bad site infection. And if she had waited any longer, the infection would have spread to the entire body. She would have gone into septic shock.
Wow. There was one surprise, according to an expert you quote in your piece, that Spanish-speaking women reported that they felt less likely to be pressured to be induced during labor or pressured to get C-sections. Why was that a surprise to the researchers?
Right. So for one of the researchers who is Latina and did grow up bilingual and is an OBGYN, that surprise came from, you know, her own personal and professional experiences of growing up not seeing that family members who were primarily Spanish speaking, they decided to pursue a certain treatment without fully understanding the risks, the benefits, the alternatives. And also in the clinical setting where she saw that OBGYNs weren't maybe fully consenting patients, so weren't giving them all the information and all the options to really understand what was happening.
Ambar, there's always a temptation with a study like this to want to generalize, to say, oh, this might be a broader phenomenon for Latina mothers across the country. Should we do that?
So that's a tricky question because, you know, the study authors talk about and the experts we've spoken to keep talking about how it's important to recognize that Latinas are not a monolith. So, you know, there are differences, especially when we're talking about Afro-Latinas' experiences with language and with race in terms of barriers in the birthing system in the U.S. At the same time, many of the OBGYNs and other experts, including doulas and midwives that we spoke to from different areas, from Chicago and from New York, did and from California as well, did report similar experiences, both personal and professional, in the OBGYN field.
We have been talking to Ambar Castillo, reporting fellow with our partners at Stat News, the health and medicine publication. Ambar, thank you so much.
Thank you, Scott.